If you are not yet standing at the intersection of South Mill Road and Village Roads East and West, please go there. Now walk south along the stub of South Mill Road, the street with the no outlet sign. Soon you'll see two houses on your right. Pause this until you get there. Look at the second house, the one with two different roof heights at 212 and 214 South Mill Road. According to legend, this is Jacob Bergen's Tavern. This building, possibly constructed before the American Revolution, was reputedly owned in the late 1700s by Jacob Bergen, a veteran of the war. At the time of West Windsor's formation, taverns were popular meeting venues, providing food, drink, and social gathering. Back then, this building actually sat at the crossroads we were just at, but more on that later. Jacob Bergen's Tavern hosted our first township meeting on April 8, 1797. Let's travel back in time and take a listen. Note that although back then only white men over 21 could vote, we'll be using a modern representation of West Windsor residents to reproduce this meeting.
I'm calling this meeting to order on April 8, 1797. I assume you all know why you are here. This February, the state legislature officially split us off from our neighbors to the east.
Oh, good riddance.
Anyway, Windsor Township is no more. Now there's just East Windsor and West Windsor, and it's time for us to form a government. Thanks to Jacob Bergen for providing such fine accommodations, food, and drink. He served us once before in the war against King George, and he's serving again as our gracious host. We're now electing West Windsor's first government. Each officer will serve for 1 year until the next spring. Any questions or objections? Good. Let's get started. First up, do we have any nominations for election judge and moderator? We need someone to oversee this whole process.
I nominate Court Voorhees Sr. He's been a resident of this community for about 60 years, since the beginning. No one knows Dutch Neck better.
Second.
Okay, any other nominations? Hearing none, I hereby designate Court Voorhees Sr. as our moderator and judge of elections.
Off to a bad start already. But seriously, I'm honored. Thank you. Next, do we have anyone for clerk? We need to record this meeting.
A variety of locals elevated to a variety of positions. Although most were farmers, all had a significant role to play as part of the first West Windsor government. Some oversaw the construction and maintenance of our road systems. Others collected and assessed taxes. Yet more passed ordinances and led meetings. One unique position, the overseer of the poor, will be explored later in this tour. But let's get back to the meeting, shall we?
Now that everyone has had their say, I will run through all the elected officials one last time. For moderator and judge of elections, Court Voorhees Sr. For clerk, George G. Bergen. For commissioners for laying roads, John Tyndall and Thomas Clark. For freeholders, Ezekiel Smith and Joseph Olden. For township committee, Garrett Skank and John Tyndall. For assessors, William Tyndall. For tax collector, Abel Slayback. For commissioner of taxation appeal, John Skank, Court Voorhees and John Bergen. For constable, Jacob Skillman, and for highway overseers, Ezekiel Anderson, Ezekiel Rogers, John Davis, James Hilliard, Joseph Stout, Thomas Oden Sr., James W. Galliard, Jacob Hawk, and Daniel Merson. Our meeting is now concluded. We will reconvene back here on June 3rd to talk about settling final items with East Windsor and managing the issues of poverty.
Now walk back to the intersection of South Mill and Village Roads East and West. Don't pause this video yet. Bergen's Tavern hosted most of our town's meetings until 1808. Afterward, and for the next 8 decades, the township government would meet in various locations around town, but usually in taverns, staying to tradition. Pause this recording until you're standing at the red brick path at the intersection. Now, look at the red brick path. This was the original site of Jacob Bergen's tavern. Until the 1880s, it provided food, drinks, and accommodations. But because of its proximity to the church, friction developed between the parishioners and the tavern patrons. In the 1880s, the non-drinking faithful prevailed, and the tavern was sold and turned into a private residence with the stipulation that it never again serve as a public house. It was later relocated to its current position on South Mill Road. In 1891, after moving around town for 8 decades, West Windsor's government found itself back in Dutch Neck, often meeting at the clerk's office or the so-called election building, locations unknown. In 1912, they finally constructed a permanent town hall here between Jacob Bergen's Tavern and the Board of Education building. This structure also hosted the West Windsor Police Department and the West Windsor Volunteer Fire Department during their early years. Old Town Hall was torn down in 1977 when the current municipal center along Clarksville Road was built. Amid all this governance, one position in particular stands out to us. Play the next chapter to learn about the overseer of the poor.